All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we are back with more discipline. So let's go ahead and get started. Otakawa brings the food to the table. The table is filled with delicious-smelling food. My appetite kicks in. Come to think of it, I haven't had a decent meal in a while. My parents left last week, and since then I've been eating food from convenience stores and stuff, so it's been days since I've had a decent meal. Hamburgers again? Yay! Hamburgers! Hamburgers! You made hamburgers just like you promised! Nanomiya's eyes sparkled at the sight of the hamburger in front of her. I had to. I lost a card, so I promised that we'd have hamburgers for 3 days in a row. No problem. I'll eat yours too, Yuki. She tries to stick her fork in the hamburger in front of Miyagishi. We'll get that right. Drag! Miyagishi pulls her plate away quickly to protect her hamburger. You don't want it, right? I never said I wasn't going to eat it. No fighting during meals, it's not polite. And so began my first meal with everyone. We began to eat the meal that Otakawa-san prepared. I was a little nervous and it was hard to get my food to go down. But it wasn't because the food tasted bad or anything. I put a small piece of hamburger into my mouth. Chew, chew, chew. It's pretty good. This is not store-bought, this is handmade. Yum, Saorin's hamburgers are the best in the world. We know they taste good, but once every 2 weeks would be better. Even if it's good, if you eat it too much, you stop enjoying it. Just tell me when that happens. I'll eat your hamburger for you. I'd rather give it to the stray dogs than let you have it. You're mean. Sorry to interrupt the meme, but since we're all here, I thought we should introduce ourselves. Sure, why not? I'm Choo Choo Choo, okay with it, gulp, but I'm busy eating, so keep it short, Choo Choo. She talks with her mouth full. It appears that she really likes hamburger. Good then, I'll go first. She clears her throat and stops eating to introduce herself. My full name is Saori Otakawa. My hobby is reading. My special talent is cooking, I guess. I'm also the valedictorian. I guess that's all. She's your pretty run-of-the-mill honors student. She seems to have the most common sense of the group, and she's the older sister type. I'm okay with her being the RA. Otakawa finishes and the... But even though it's funny they call her Otakawa, but whatever. Finishes and the baton gets passed to Miyagishi. I'm next. What? My full name is Yuki Miyagishi. My hobby is sex, said no woman ever. My special talent is fellatio, said no woman ever. Otakawa slams her hand down on the table. Just kidding. I guess my hobby is to move my body. My special talent is martial arts. I'm the head of the karate club. Miyagishi finishes and prods Notomiya, who is busy eating. She is just how she looks. Her showy looks fit her personality, and her irresponsibleness is totally apparent. And her well-developed body exudes pheromones. But I mustn't have contempt for her. I'm no match for her abnormal strength. And if she is fond of fighting, it could be terrifying to get on her bad side. It's my turn next. She says and swallows the food in her mouth and clears her throat, puffs up her chest, and tries to get everyone's attention. My full name is Rui Nonomiya. Or Nonomiya. We're gonna get these right. Rory Nonomiya, but of course everyone calls me Nonomi. I thought of it myself, of course, because Rory is too boring. I think Rory is a fine name. Or Rui, whatever. My hobby is watching adult videos, and my special town is masturbating. Slam, slam! Otakawa's shoulders begin to shake, and she slams the table again. Just kidding! This younger sister type of girl is totally different than the others. Her personality is a bit like Miyagishi's, but her appearance is the exact opposite. Her appearance when we first met was shocking, but her ability to laugh it off is what might be her best quality. Contrary to her appearance, I sense a little devil in her. It's your turn, Kanada. No reading during dinner. Kanada unwillingly looks away from her book and begins to introduce herself mechanically. My full name is Maiko Kanada. My hobby is listening to music. My special talent is orbital calculations. What? Kanada speaks quickly and goes back to her book and her dinner. Kanada is easy to figure out. She is the epitome of studious. She seems a little cold, but it could be because I'm a guy. I can't believe she reads reference books during dinner. I bet she studies in her sleep, and I bet the music she listens to is classical. I don't think it's necessary to spend your entire youth studying like that. And last, we'll have Hayami-kun introduce himself. Huh? Me? It can be simple. Your hobbies, your special talents, what kind of girls you like. I get out of my chair and begin to speak nervously. I'm Takuro Hayami. My hobbies are... What are my hobbies? Hold on. I wonder if it counts. You know how some of these games are. Hold on. There we go. Yeah, it'll do that. I don't know if it cut music out on you, but I had to do that when I checked the phone. It's fine. We're looking at it right now, guys. Let's see. That's right. Okay. Great. Great, great. Ah, yes, here we are. Okay, so. Might help to have the choice list out here. Let's see. Okay. Serious answer. Reading, I guess, but I read manga. I like manga too. I'll lend you some of mine. I'm looking forward to it. I don't buy any manga for girls, but if she's gonna lend them to me, I'll gladly read them. What kind do you like? I have softcore, hardcore, or do you like freak ones? What? I'll get the really thick ones together for you. I'm looking forward to it. What kind of manga is she talking about? Hentai manga, sir. I regain my composure and continue with my introduction. I don't have any special talents, but if I have to come up with something, I guess swimming. And the kind of girl I like, I don't have a specific type. How about one with big boobs? She smiles and pats her gigantic breasts, making them sway. I don't dislike them. What do you think of me? I'm looking for a sex friend. Considering her strength and I'm into that kind of thing, I would be down for that. She says and throws me a kiss.
Nonomi no oppa no chinsai kara, Nonomi no
sniffle. I have small boobs. So you don't like me. That's not true. I'm quick to console Nonomiya, who sadly strokes her chest. Or do you like the honor student? Or do you like the honor student type like Otakuwa? Okay, it is Otakuwa. Whatever. Her boobs are bigger than you think, but they're no match for mine. I never said that. I answer, looking at Otakuwa. Saurin, you're my rival starting today. Pretty soon my boobs are gonna swell and I'm gonna transform into an enchanting lady. Sure, that's enough of this nonsense. We're done with the introduction, so stop your nonsense and finish your dinner. Hayami-kun, don't take these silly girls seriously. Sure. And we all return to our dinners. My impression from the introductions is that they're not bad people, but I think they're gonna wear me out. Everyone other than Otakuwa-san has some peculiarities. I can't say with confidence that we're gonna get along. But I can't change schools right now, nor do I have any other place to live. This place is my only option. No matter what happens, I have to stick it out. They may be a little strange, but as they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I'm sure it won't be so bad once I get used to it. I finish the food on my plate and lean back in my seat, rubbing my full belly. Huh? I feel someone looking at me. I look up to find Nonomiya staring at the last piece of hamburger left on my plate. She's drooling. She's like Pavlov's dog. You can have it if you like. I offer my hamburger to the starving wolf. Are you sure? She wags her tail in excitement and steals the hamburger off my plate before I can even answer. Yum, Choo Choo. Yes, you are a good fellow, Choo Choo. I'm gonna give you a nickname. Let's see. You're Takuro Hayami, so it's Takun. It's perfect. Receive your name in gratitude. Sure. This nickname was forced upon me. I doubt I would use it. Dinner was over. I'm sitting in the dining room, sipping tea that Otakuwa made, and relaxing. The only people in the dining room are Nonomiya, Miyagishi, and myself. They're completely absorbed in a movie on TV. Otakuwa and Kaneda have left the dining room. Now it's just the three of us. The Sagano Witch Project wasn't as great as I anticipated. Yeah, I was disappointed too. The best part was when the students' group masturbate out of fear moments before the chaos begins. What? Where was this scene? I don't see anything like that. Next week is going to be the Warring State Navy. We have to be sure to catch that. It seems that there aren't that many programs on it, and they begin to think of ways to occupy their time. Let's play a game, Nonomiya says to me out of the blue. Sure, I don't mind, but I'm not very good at games. That's fine. It's better if your opponent isn't strong. She's not so nice, contrary to her looks. Yuki, you'll play, right? Miyagishi, sure, but do you want to be beaten to a pulp again? What kind of game are we going to play? Nonomiya pulls a game machine out from under the TV. She also pulls out what looks like a game software CD. I take a look, but I haven't seen any of them before. How about aliens versus the evil poisonous monster? Sounds lame. There's also the sequel, Middle-Aged Woman versus the Evil Poisonous Granny, but this one sucks. Based on the titles, I get it that the content was sketchy. The first one is fine. I've never heard of this game before, but based on the package, it looks like a fighting game. Let's play. She puts the CD in the machine and turns the power on. After a while, a totally cheesy title comes on the screen and a totally cheesy game starts. To be honest, the game was brutally boring. But because they kept mocking me for losing after a while, I find that I'm into it the most of the three of us. Okay. Click, click, click. Just a little more. Click, click, click. What? Just when I thought I was gonna win, my character is covered in radioactive waste and melts. I win by major comeback. Too bad, guy. That's not fair. 2-1. Despite the game being stupid, they didn't let up one bit. And furthermore, 3 people can play at once, so it's not fair at all. This is nothing but bullying. Whimpering already? I thought you'd be a worthier opponent. I'm too strong, and too cute, too. I don't know exactly why, but I'm pissed off. One more time. I'm gonna win this time. Wow, scary. I'm gonna pee my pants. I'd love to have another match, but shouldn't you get going? Where to? Bath, if you don't hurry, it's gonna get drained, she says and shows me her watch. I look and see that it's already 9:30. It's that late already? I was so into the game, I had no concept of time. If I remember correctly, the guy's bath time was from 9 p.m. Sorry, I forgot. I'll go take a bath right away. I head for the bath and let go of the game controller. Are you deserting? Death by firing squad. You're the one who called for a match. It's not fair to run away. Sorry, I'll fight you next time. Fine then, but it's a promise. By the way, Roa Otakawa-san, I think it's Otakawa. Otakawa-san and Kaneda-san. They took their baths ages ago and went up to their rooms. I'm the last one. I did sweat a lot today. It's not a bad idea to take a nice breath and bath and relax. I'm gonna take a bath right away. Enjoy! I didn't notice that Nonomiya and Miyagishi were snickering as I left the room in a rush. Towel and change of clothes in hand, I hum as I head to the bathroom. Here it is! I step in front of the door marked bath. The small window in the door is wet from the steam of the bath. I can see the light is on through the window, so I don't think the water has been drained. I hold my towel and my clothes in one hand and use the other hand to open the door. The second I open the door, the heat comes rushing towards me. I move through it and enter to find someone in there. At first, I thought they came to wash their hands or something, but something's not right. They're naked. There we go, folks. That's a good CG scene. What? We look at each other. After a moment of silence, a giant scream echoes through the bathroom. But why? They said you were long done. Shut up. Who cares? Just get out of here now. It's an accident. Besides, you told me it was the guy's bath after 9 p.m. Tell me how that clock says it's after 9 p.m. I look at the clock she's pointing at. It says it's 8 p.m. Huh? What's going on? I know. I'm sure this clock is slow. That's why they got the time wrong. As if. If I think about it rationally, their watch was wrong. Intentionally. I have to explain. If I don't, it looks like it's all my fault. It's not my fault. I was tricked. I look at them and frantically try to explain. Slowly, my eyes head south. Gulp. Wow. And because they just got out of the tub, steam rises from their wet bodies. It's very sexy. They're the same age as me, but they have such sexy bodies. Especially Otakawa-san's breasts are huge. Shit. It's waking up. What are you looking at? And are you getting an erection? What? That's a totally unfair accusation. I deny counting it as keen observation. Say what you want, but your crotch is totally swollen. How insensitive. Usually you pretend you don't see anything. Otakawa-san, there's a reason. It's a trap. It's a conspiracy. I try to explain to Otakawa-san, who has been silent. I don't care what your explanation is. She speaks slowly. Her voice is trembling with anger. There wasn't a hint of kindness on her face. She's mad. Definitely mad. Besides, she says and quietly comes towards me. Her fist is clenched. How long you gonna stare, you pervert, you idiot? As she speaks, her fist comes flying straight at me. I didn't realize that was a choice. Don't worry. Okay. I take the punch, my body twists, and I go flying out to the hallway. I can't let my guard down for a second. Wait, please listen. Die! Bam! She has no intention of listening and slams the door in my face. Shocked. Just because I saw her with nothing on, she shouldn't tell me to die. Now Otakawa-san hates me for sure. I can't believe this happened on my first day. The biggest shock is that the most decent person of them all now hates me. I was tricked. It's all their fault. I was sure they were in on it together. They changed their watch and tricked me. It may have been a lighthearted joke, but it's not funny at all. Should I just let it go? Uh-oh. Otakawa-san's boobs were huge. Yay! Takun, you perv! I was in a daze, remembering Otakawa-san's naked body when I heard a voice. I look up to see the evil duo sneering at me lying there from the other end of the hallway. It's all their fault. Damn, give me back my youth. So, Otakawa's boobs were huge, weren't they? You tricked me. What are you talking about? Sniffle. Takun, you're suspicious of us? Shock. Big shock. Suspicious? How the hell am I supposed to not suspect them? How could you do such a thing? Get me off the hook. What are you talking about? Stop playing stupid. If that's how you're gonna be, I think this isn't doing it, so I get up and try to move towards them. He's coming. We're in a pinch. Run. They see me moving towards them and bolt for the stairs. Stop. Not pleasant. No. Takun's attacking us. I'm gonna get raped. Run, 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 run. Damn. I watch them disappear upstairs and stop chasing them. No, not good. I can't get mad over something like this. I'm sure this is just their way of welcoming a new student with a practical joke. That's right, presence of mind here. We're going to be living together from now on. Nothing good will come of making enemies out of this. But still, why do I have to be subjected to this sort of thing? What a crock that dorm life amongst girls is going to be nice and pleasant. That fantasy is about to go down the drain my first day here. I'm a fool for expecting it to be all lovey-dovey like in the girl mangas. How am I supposed to behave the next time I see Otakawa-san? How miserable, but it is justified punishment for seeing us naked. Kaneda-san comes out of the bathroom fully clothed. She sees me in the corner of the hallway with my head in my hands and glares at me. Don't look at me like that. You're making me feel even more miserable. Don't worry about it so much. I don't really care much that you saw me naked. But not... But not Otakawa. She hates guys who do things like that. Shudder. And she's the type that holds a grudge. It's possible that she won't speak to you anymore. Kaneda looks happy to be telling me things that I don't want to hear. Later. Good night, Hayami-kun. I'll pray that you have good dreams. Kaneda hums sweet dreams and goes to her room. What a nasty girl. A while after Kaneda left, Otakawa comes out of the bathroom. Otakawa-san. I muster up the courage to approach her as she walks by me. Walk, walk, walk. She walks right by me as though she doesn't hear me talking to her. Shock. She doesn't have to totally ignore me. I'd much rather have her yell at me. I have no strength in me, but I stand up and walk to the empty bath. Click. I go into the room and tear my clothes off and throw them into the basket. I look at the clock. It's about to be 9 p.m. Now I can officially take my bath. I'm gonna soak in a hot bath and wash off my sweat, my fatigue, and the nasty things, and prepare for tomorrow. Slide. Drip. But what I find when I step in the bathroom is a tub with the water drained out of it. They drained it. I stand there in the bathroom with the empty tub. I am completely drained. This is too horrible. I go back to my room and fall into bed. What a terrible day. I'm so tired. This one day feels like it's been a week. The bath was drained, so I had no choice but to take a shower to clean myself. I didn't wash off my fatigue. Quite the opposite. It was so cold, I think it robbed me of whatever strength I had left. I should just go to sleep. On days like these, no matter what you do, it turns to shit. I am so tired. I don't have time to continue unpacking. I'll do it another day. I take my clothes off lying on my bed, get into my pajamas, and get under the covers. Good night. I extend my hand and pull the string on the light to turn out the light. Click. Rumble, rumble, rumble. I suddenly jump out of bed at the low-pitched sound that pierces the silence. Well, what the? The loud noise is coming from the room on the other side of the wall. That's Kaneda's room. What the hell is this roaring sound? It doesn't seem like it's ever going to stop. It's not the kind of noise that I can just ignore and sleep through. I have no choice but to ask her to turn it down. If I'm robbed of my sleep, I'll lose my mind tomorrow. I make my decision and get out of bed and out of my room. The sound isn't as loud in the hallway. At this level, it's not unbearable, like in the room next door. But why is it so loud in my room? She's the one who told me to keep it down at night. Where's her consideration for me? How can she be in there with this noise? She said her hobby was listening to music. I assumed it would be classical or something else that was easy to study to. People are not how they appear. The door is shaking from the incredible noise. I knock. But there's no answer. Well, of course not. How can you hear a knocking at the door above all that noise? Well. Kaneda-san, can you please turn it down? No response from within. I put my ear against the door. I hear Kaneda's voice from within the ruckus. What's that voice about? She sounds like she's in pain. I try to focus my ears better and listen again. She says, I'm coming, I'm coming. With that, I got an idea of what she must be doing. It all seems so stupid to me. I bang on the door harder. Kanada-san, I know you're in there. Please open the door. I continue for a while. Eventually, the door opens. Slowly. Finished with her task, she notices me. What? Could you please cut it out already? I push open the slightly cracked door and step into the room. What? I look at her and suddenly I'm at a loss for words. She's standing in front of me in nothing but her underwear. King Crimson's 21st century schizoid man is blaring in the background. That's a fucking good record. Great record. I've heard the black metal version of it too. That's pretty good. It's blaring in the background. Good fucking song. She likes her prog rock. Hardcore prog rock and metal, right? What were you doing dressed like that in this noise? Studying, she answers coolly. Studying? What kind of studying? Besides, I take a look at her crotch and it's wet and her underwear is stained. I thought she was fairly decent, but I get the feeling that she's not so different from Miyagishi and Nonomiya, or Nonomiya. Other than Otakawa-san, the residents here are all freaks. But please put something on. I don't know where to look. I tell Kanada who's been standing there like that. What? You saw me earlier, so what's the point of covering up now? Is that how it is? What's so important that you've interrupted my studying? That's right, I forgot. I decided to get to the point. I shouldn't have to lose sleep because my neighbor is masturbating. Could you please turn it down a little? It's too loud, I say, pointing to the gigantic speakers against her wall. They're right there. Why does it have to be so loud? Is it to drown out her screams? Maybe. Really? It sounds just right to me, says any rocker or metalhead. How can you tell me to keep it down and then be this way? You know what they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I've been here longer than you, so you don't have any right to complain. That's so selfish. All because I moved in next to her. Never mind. If you could just turn it down a little, I can't sleep with this. I'll turn it off at midnight. I'm going to sleep now. That's not my concern. Good night. Grrr. Please, just turn down the volume a little. I scream at her in anger. If she still refuses to turn it down, I'll pull the plug. Fine, you're such a brat. Who's the brat? I was threatening enough to make her agree. She turns down the volume a little. Just a little, of course. There you go. I turned it down. Just a little. It's a bit better, but it's still very loud. I think I can sleep if it's like this. I go back to my room and get back in bed. I can still hear the noise from the room next door, but I think I can sleep. And then get into the prog jam, you'll fucking sleep soundly, like a baby. There's a section in that song that's crazy, especially if it's that whole record. It's I can't remember if 21st Century Schizoid Man is on Court of the Crimson King. Court of the Crimson King is such a fucking amazing record. It's actually considered one of the best albums of all time. Check that out. What a horrible person, I muttered to myself as I turn off the light. Boom, boom, boom. The sound from the other side of the wall gets louder and then goes back down. What a bitch, I just warned her. No matter what I say, it won't help. I pull my covers over my head and try to escape the noise. But no matter what I do, it's still loud. I toss and I turn, I count sheep, I laid in bed, battling the noise. I must have done that for an hour. Finally, the fatigue and the stress wear me out, and I manage to fall asleep. My stormy first day finally came to an end. Second day, Monday. Hayami-kun, wake up! I said, Hayami-kun, wake up! Just a little longer. Get up already, you're gonna be late on your first day. Okay. Huh? Who are you? Stop your nonsense, we met yesterday. I look closely. It's Otokawa-san. She looks so different in her uniform. What? Is there something on my face? No, just that you look so different from yesterday in your uniform. I didn't feel it so much when she was in her own clothes, but this girl standing in front of me seemed like an unapproachable honor student. Well, sorry that I don't look good in my uniform. No, that's not what I meant. She looks fine in her uniform, but there's something forced about it. It's something about your aura, kind of like you're really pushing the honor student vibe. Her shoulders twitch at my sharp comment. I'm not tough enough to play the honor student 24/7, so when I'm not in my uniform, I relax. I think she should be herself even at school. Well, never mind about that. Enough chit-chat. Get ready. If you don't hurry, you'll miss breakfast. Right, I'll be right there. About yesterday, you're not mad? I'm scared, but I ask her. She totally lost it during the incident in the bath, so I thought she wouldn't be speaking to me today, but here she is, waking me up so I won't be late. Of course I'm mad, but I'll let it go. You were probably tricked by Miyagishi and Nanomiya anyway. Otokawa-san is an angel. But you're still at fault for being tricked. Try to be more careful. You can't help it because you're not used to group living, but there are girls here, so be careful about those things. In other words, she's telling him that girls like to trick and trap and all that kinds of thing, which is good information, right? Good red pill information. Yes. Ooh, listen to this. You have to learn what they're like quickly. Otherwise, you'll become their fodder. Not their father. Fodder. Trash. Garbage. Something they kick around. Isn't that the truth? Very red pill. And make sure you get up on your own starting tomorrow. I don't care if you're late, but it keeps me from being able to clean up after breakfast. Yes. Door closes. She leaves my room. I get out of bed and take off my pajamas and get into my new uniform. I'm a bit embarrassed to be wearing this uniform for the first time, but it's a lot better than the last one, and I like it. It's a rich girls' school after all, so the material is really nice. I'm sure it costs more, too. I wrap myself in this new uniform, grab my bag, and go to wash my face. If I take too long, Otokawa-san will get on my case again. I have to score points with her. If I can't let things get worse than they already are because of last night. I go into the bathroom and stand at the sink and look at myself in the mirror. It's my first day of school here, so I have to look good, I say, and use my hand to straighten out my bedhead. Huh? I listen closely and hear the sound of the water. There's no water coming from the faucet in front of me. Whatever. I pay no further attention and turn on the faucet. I have no time to dawdle. I pick up my new toothbrush and help myself to a large quantity of toothpaste that someone left me. This toothpaste. Zacleon is good, but I've never heard of it. I brush my teeth quickly and turn on the faucet to gargle. As the water comes out of the faucet, the sound of water that I was hearing from before stops. A door opens. The door behind me flies open. I am shocked at the image I see in the mirror. The water in my mouth sprays all over the mirror. I feel so refreshed. Hey, Takun. What a mess. You better clean that up. What are you doing? What do you mean? A morning shower. Can't you tell? I can tell. Just hurry up and get dressed. Can you hand me my towel? Here. Just cover yourself. Hurry. You're the one who's looking. This is just like yesterday. I thought I just got warned by Otakawa, and now this. This is going to be rough. I'm sorry. Just get dressed, please. You don't have to be in such a panic. I'm not so uptight that I get upset over someone seeing me naked. As she said, contrary to me, it was turned bright red. She is standing there naked with a smile on her face, unfazed. Are all of the residents here like this? Well, it bothers me. Your asshole is so tight. You're getting a free show, so you may as well enjoy it. It's a bonus, she says and moves her voluptuous body closer to me. Her breasts are pressed against me and her plentiful boobs squish and change shapes. I scream. She immediately covers my mouth with her hand. You idiot. What are you screaming for? You're the one who's going to get in trouble if we get caught. Upon hearing that, I swallow my screams. If Otakawa-san sees me like this, she'll never speak to me again. There's no need to scream like that over a naked body. You're a man, aren't you? Easily said, but I had no interest in women until now, and suddenly this! I have no idea how to react. But I have no experience with girls. Well, you're about to. My face is bright red. I try to push her away. I do like her naked body, but I'm not prepared when it's thrust at me like that. I see. She smiles as though she's just heard something noteworthy. Ayami, you've never had a girlfriend before. No, I haven't. She takes in my answers and smiles again. It's creepy. Her face tells me she's scheming. If you're sorry, I have a favor to ask you. But what is it, if it's something I can help you with? I asked with great trepidation. You're the only one I can ask. I just got out of the shower and I'm thirsty. I'd love to have some milk. She says and looks at me like she's licking my body. Milk? Hang on a second, is it in the fridge? I can't wait. I want it now. You can't wait? Not the kind from a carton. Fresh, squeezed, unpasteurized. But that's impossible. I have a bad feeling. No problem. It's right here. The fresh milk inside of your body. she says, and her hot line of vision falls to my swollen crotch. You can't mean. That's exactly what I mean. Besides, your thing, it's so swollen, it looks like it's about to explode. I squeeze my legs shut and try to get the swelling to come down. I'm a healthy guy, so of course I'm gonna get an erection if I'm shown things like this in the morning. It's a morning, so it's wide awake, isn't it? Leave me alone. I'm so embarrassed I want to run away, but my groin, on the other hand, is tempted by Miyagishi's invitation, and it's harder than it has ever been before. You're gonna masturbate to my image tonight anyway, aren't you? Wow. She knows what's going on. So why don't you let me do it for you right now? All you have to do is let me drink it. You won't regret it. I'll give you pleasure that you could never get by masturbating. She lightly rubs my groin. I'm already worked up. The sensation makes me shake. I don't have time for this. Okay, so what actually am I supposed to do on this one? Oh, wow. Unfortunately, the true path requires getting rid of a few scenes, so we have to resist. No, thank you. Why are you restraining yourself? You're not very convincing with that erection of yours. Miyagishi already has her hand on my crotch and is massaging it. Please stop. I'll be late. Otakawa is telling me to hurry. It won't take long. It's your first time, so it'll be over in a second. That's not what it's about. Stop making excuses. You want to be milked. She kept rubbing me as she talked. If you give me trouble, I'll scream. But this is coercion. But it would not be good if she screamed. If Otakawa-san saw me like this, would be very bad. I have no choice but to obey her. Besides, after all this build-up, to get nothing would be torture. Okay, then. I respond with great anticipation and trepidation. Take off your pants. What? I can't do it if you don't take them off. Now hurry. Yes, I do as she tells me and take off my pants. Well, this is an interesting way to do 8 scenes. Alright, folks, and yes, we're gonna end it right here. We'll start you off on an 8 scene and several more to come, so don't worry about that. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here for Discipline on Grim Sentai Corner.